From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. The Trump administration has just put a stop to a $1 million federal study of the health hazards for people who live near mountaintop coal mines. The study began last year when officials in West Virginia asked the Obama administration to look into this. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra is here with more on this way to get coal.
It's a type of coal mining that's been around since the 60s. It's common in states like West Virginia, Kentucky, Ohio. And it entails mining on the surface of a mountain and then dumping the rubble into ponds and underground mines. Problem is, if you can believe it, that rubble can contain toxic metals like arsenic and lead, and those can then end up in drinking water.
Yeah, what does this mean for the people who live near these sites?
Health problems, according to some studies, things like lung cancer, kidney disease, birth defects. But overall, and this is something the mining industry points out, the data's been inconclusive, in part because it's hard to control for other factors like poverty. This federal study was supposed to fill in the gaps.
So why are they pulling the plug on the study?
The Trump administration says it's reviewing federal grants that cost more than $100,000 at the Department of the Interior, which is funding this study, to make sure tax dollars are being used effectively. The president is proposing a more than $1.5 billion cut from that agency. So it's unclear whether they'll ever pick this study back up again.
Mariel, thank you.